Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, so let's get back to American Idol on Wednesday night. And there they are. They're in Atlanta, and they're doing their auditions at the W Midtown. And this dude here steals the show. 62 years old, General Larry Platt.
My name is Larry Platt.
My name is General Larry Platt, yes.
A general.
General Larry Platt.
Oh, you're a general. Okay.
I want to sing my song called Pants on the Ground.
Pants on the Ground.
Pants on the Ground.
Okay, yeah. What's it about?
People need pulling their pants up.
All right.
Okay. Ready when you are.
Okay. Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool. Walking downtown with your pants on the ground. Get it up. Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool, walking, talking with your pants on the ground. Get it up. Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Go in the mouth.
Okay.
Head turns
okay.
Right around. Call yourself
thank
a fool
you.
Cat. Looking like a fool. Talking with your pants on the ground. Boom.
That's Mary J. Blige losing it, laughing so hard.
Go in your mouth, head turn sideways, pan hit the ground.
Larry,
cool
Larry,
all right, so dude steals the show, right?
Hilarious.
He was the most tweeted item all day yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the night that aired Wednesday night. Within a couple of hours, Pants on the Ground was the number one item on the trending topics on Twitter. And I saw it up there a couple times yesterday in the top 10. Like, that's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, he was the only thing that people were talking about when it came to American Idol on Thursday morning. So, but watching it on Wednesday night, you're like, who is this? This guy's crazy. He's a clown, 62 years old, trying out for American Idol. Dude's crazy. So what we found out yesterday, if you read the AJC, Rodney Ho tracked him down. And the song came about. He was just walking down the street in Atlanta and in downtown Atlanta with a baby in his arm. Sees a guy, and this guy's got his pants slipping down past his hips, and his underwear is showing. And Larry got the inspiration to write the song right there. You know, he actually confronted the kid and said, "You know, pick up your pants, man. You're daddy now. Do something about it." So that's where it all starts.
Uh-huh.
A rap song with a message.
And here's what we know about Larry Pratt. If you go to the Civil Rights Veterans Movement website, there is a picture there. And on the left side is Larry Platt at age 16. So he has been active with civil rights for a very, very, very long time.
Pants are new. Civil rights he's been doing for years. Pants activism within the past year or so.
He says to, I think this was to Rodney Ho, we had come by bus in 1963. To a church in Savannah, Georgia, to plan a march to desegregate the city, Platt writes. Reverend Hosea Williams and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. were our leaders. That particular planned march was canceled, and we were singing to raise our spirits before returning home, and that's what you see the picture of. This guy worked with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in Georgia, organizing sit-ins in the South.
Wow.
He was beaten really badly during the Bloody Sunday march from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery.
Oh, my gosh.
And get this, y'all. The Georgia General Assembly proclaimed September 4th, 2001, Larry Platt Day in Atlanta because of his great energy and commitment to equality and the protection of the innocent and for his outstanding service to the Atlanta community and the citizens of Georgia. He's, that's Larry Platt.
He's got a day.
He's already a hero.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
So cool.
So that song comes out, and we called this yesterday. We knew everybody would get their hands on it, and all remixes would come out. All right, so here's remix number one, the autotune version.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the gold in your head, turn sideways, pan hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool. Walking down the town with your pants on the ground. Giddy up, hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool, walking
right, that's the auto-tune version. Here's another version.
I like this one. This is awesome.
Kind of street, right?
I know.
Pants on the ground. Put our pants up. Pants hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat. Looking like a fool. Walking down the town with your pants on the ground. Bam, bam. Giddy up. Bam. Hey, hey.
All right, remix number three.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool. With your pants on the ground. Gold in your mouth. Call yourself a cool cat.
It's like the funky version right here. I think Jimmy Fallon took a shot at it last night also. He comes on stage as Neil Young, this dude from like the 60s and 70s.
Hands on the ground.
No way.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
That's awesome.
With the gold in your mouth.
Oh my God.
Hat turned sideways. Pants hit the ground. Pants.
All right, so that's Jimmy Fallon doing Neil Young there.
My name's Jerry Lair Platt. My name's Jerry Lair Platt. My name's Jerry Lair Platt.
This is the Legion of Doom version.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Pants on the pants on the pants on the ground.
All right, nothing real special there. The crunk version.
This could have a dance to it.
Oh yeah.
Simon Caldy said it'd be a hit.
Uh huh.
This is going to be a coordinated dance, for sure.
Yes.
He's been doing all this amazing civil rights work for, like, decades, and he's like, this is the thing that gets me famous?
Right, this is what I'm known for.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Hey, The Bert Show.
All right, this has been a long storyline in the making here. We started to talk to Sally last week. Again, she goes into the boss's office. She has a plan with her coworker, Jenny, that they're both going to go into that boss's office and they're going to demand a raise. Either you give us both a raise or we're getting out of here. Boss doesn't buy it, says, look, I've got some cash, but it's just for one of you. So one of you gets to actually keep your job and get a raise. The other one, bye-bye. So they have their pitches to the boss. Jenny goes in first. She comes out. Then Sally, who we've been talking to for a week now, goes in. And the boss just says to her, have you been on the Bert Show talking about this whole thing? Jenny says, yeah, I have. And the boss immediately says, okay, thanks a lot. And this interview is over. So she leaves the office, and they don't even talk about her job. The boss calls us up and says, look, if Sally wants to have some fun, let's have some fun. Mm-hmm. They can both make their pitch on the Bert Show, and then the listeners can vote on who gets the raise. Sally comes on here yesterday, makes her pitch, and she just hacks it.
In the 2 years that I've worked there, I've never been late. I have testimonials from 3 people that I work with directly. I don't have kids, unlike my other coworker who has kids, which I think makes me a better employee because I don't have to be making personal phone calls once an hour to go check up on my kids. Mm-hmm.
Do you think she has missed days when she's been perfectly healthy, but she's had a child under the weather?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, she was very passionate about that. She offended
smokers
yesterday also, right? And she just didn't really talk about how she deserved the job. She was ripping on so many other people that she really sort of got off message.
Yeah, if she was on the air with us, if she was pitching for 10 minutes, the first 2 were talking about what makes her good, and the second 8 were talking about what makes the other. And that's never, I mean, you can certainly address what makes you more worthy of the raise than the person you're up against, if you know that person, but I don't think you spend the bulk of your time explaining why they're bad.
Right.
And yeah, I think
she just rubbed people the wrong way. I think at one point last week she called Jenny here like a whore or something?
Oh, yeah. She did?
Yeah, when she found out that Jenny went in and sold her out on the whole radio thing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? She's like, if she did that, she's a whore.
But you guys don't realize Sally is realized. Sally is
a realized
employee, whatever that means.
A fully realized employee.
Right.
What does that mean? It's a whole bunch of fluff.
So here is Jenny now, and it's her turn to make her pitch for her job. Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. Fine.
Let's back up a couple of steps here. So Sally comes to you with this idea to go into the boss's office together. Why did you even consider doing that? I mean, we sort of told her that's a bad idea.
Now, I feel like it was really stupid. But when we did it,
I don't know. It felt like the right decision. Just I felt like we were in, you know, like solidarity together. Like I felt like this was somebody I could really trust, like one of my coworkers. And I just really thought it would have like a positive outcome. And it like really ended up just really complicating things a lot more. So,
well, it depends on your definition of positive.
Right.
If positive, you mean messy?
Yeah. Then exactly.
Well, it's done.
Quite a mess.
So when you go into the boss's office for the interview, is one of the first things you do is you tell the boss that Sally's been on the radio talking about this?
Well, you know, I was going to start giving my presentation, but I thought that he should know. Like I thought just to get it all out there that he should probably know, you know, what was going on, what Sally was up to, and you know, because she might have thought it was, like, a good idea to come on the radio, but I think in retrospect it was kind of, like, superficial and silly. So, I don't know, I thought it was a good idea to just get it all on the table.
Let
him know.
Essentially, you really kind of screwed her over, to be honest with you. I mean, you guys both went in there in solidarity, then as soon as you had the chance, you stabbed her in the back.
Well, you know, I was put in a really, really strange position with kind of competing against her as it was. I guess maybe you're right, but I think that I did what I had to do.
I think Sally would have done the same thing to her.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I think she would have sold her down the river. Yeah.
I don't think she's smart enough to figure that one out.
I think she is, though. I think she is.
Oh, no.
And all's fair in love and war. I mean, you're trying to get the job just as much as she was trying to get the job. So.
Right, exactly.
I kind of get that.
Do you want to address anything that she said yesterday, or would you just rather focus on yourself today and you making the pitch?
I could address some things. When I heard her yesterday, she hadn't prepared much at all. So I really haven't prepared much. I figured you guys would be asking me some questions, but I could address anything, you know, that she said. I was listening. So,
okay. Question. Okay. All right. So I'll make sure I phrase it right. Okay. Okay. Got it. Why do you deserve a raise over Sally?
Well, I would say, you know, she had all these things that she was talking about yesterday about, you know, being late, not never being late and all of those things. I feel like around the office, I'm just kind of respected a little bit more. It's not that I have more responsibilities than she has, but it's that I actually do everything that's set out for me to do and more. I think I'm more productive than she is. I think that people around the office would definitely attest to that they can rely on me for more things or do. You know, I've been around a little bit longer than Sally has, and I just think I'm a more agreeable, more helpful coworker than she is. And that would be my main argument, actually. Regardless of the fact that she wanted to go on this big tirade about how I have kids and how I'm split focus because of that. And obviously my priority is my family. You know, I have two kids and they're my world. And so obviously, you know, that comes first. But that does not by any means mean that that I still don't do my job better than Sally does. You know, I might take calls about my kids at work, but I'm not going to take calls from my girlfriends, which I have seen her do numerous times.
Careful.
You know, I'm not online chatting or anything like that all day as she is. I really get my work done, and I just think anybody in the office would agree with me on that.
I'd like to go on record right now, by the way, saying that my favorite thing on The Bird Show is women in competition. Like, that is such a beautiful thing to watch. Like, I'm not going to address the fact, I'm not even going to bring up the fact that she said that stuff about my kids and how they call me at work, because I do get a call. I don't get a call from any girlfriends like someone else does, but I do get a call from my kid every now and again, and I'm not going to talk about it, or even I'm not going to talk about the fact how she chats on the internet all the time. I'm not even going to talk
about
it.
But if I did, it would sound like this.
I'm not.
Well, you know, it's true. That's just true. I wouldn't, you know, make something like that up.
If I'm a bottom line numbers guy, which one of you contributes to the bottom line more? Who's more productive money-wise?
I don't know if I could officially say that. I would think, you know, I was hired before Sally was, so I would think that the answer would be me, that I'm more productive money-wise more than she is. I might have to get somebody to back that up, but I'm like 80% sure.
There's a common theme going on the phones. Good morning, Maria. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert. I think they both should be fired. I mean, it's supposed to be a job interview, and they come on the radio. I didn't prepare. There are so many unemployed people right now that would go to work, that wouldn't get on their social networking sites, that would do their job, that would fight like tooth and nail. I want the money. I need this work right now. And they're like, oh, well, I didn't even prepare. Like, get real. Shut up.
Well, this is kind of their boss's idea, though.
Do we got to get all mean about it? Hey, Chrissy, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
How are y'all doing?
Doing good, thank you.
But I think, this is what I think, like the caller just said before, it's kind of like a job interview. So when you go into a job interview, you never say anything negative about your past employers or your past employees. Never. Because that's automatically a no-no. And then the number two thing, I don't think the boss deserves his job. I mean, how unprofessional it is to do this.
Yeah, the only thing I could think over the last couple of days is that this isn't a high-level position, or the boss wouldn't put it up to Burt Show listeners to decide who gets the gig. That's the only thing I could think the last couple of days.
But it is a lot of money that they're vying for.
I mean, what, five grand?
Five grand more. Is a substantial amount of a raise.
What's that work out to be, like $400 a month? Mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Q100.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment about all this, like, basically what the other caller is saying. This is absolutely ridiculous. This basically sounds like a huge cat fight between these two women. Neither one of them deserve the job. Again, they should have prepared something, and you never bash the other person. Neither one of them are professional. They're coming in unprepared, and, you know, they're just talking about how, you know, I mean, it really is absolutely ridiculous.
Let me ask you this. Hey, Jenny? Would you feel, of the two scenarios, which would you feel better about? Sally getting the raise or both of you being fired?
Oh, my God. Well, obviously, I would feel better about Sally getting the raise. I mean, like, I have a family to support. I'm not in, you know, any kind of position where I would want to lose a job. But, I hope that that's not the outcome of either. I really hope that's not what happened, either of those things. I don't know. I think it's kind of crazy that people are so on the offensive about, you know, being unprofessional. Like, it's an unprofessional venue to have chosen to come on the radio in the first place.
Yeah, I think I think that has some merit there, because this was not your idea. This was your boss's idea. So I don't think that you can be penalized for that. Penalized.
Penalized.
Sorry.
Penalized. It's
hit delay. Is there anything else that you want to say?
I don't know. I just hope I hope that listeners would really have heard me out, what I had to say today, even if I was mostly on the defensive, just, you know, defending what somebody said kind of against my character. I don't know. I would just hope that they can decide with, you know, the most information that I gave.
I think you'll get votes just because you're a mom.
I think you'll just get. I think you'll get votes just because you're not Sally.
That's true. Yeah, that's very true. Very true.
You could have come on and just hum.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we will do, Jenny, is we will put both of these on-air interviews up online, and virtual listeners will vote over the next couple of days. And early next week, we'll get the boss on and we'll tell him what the results were. Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bye. Bye.
It doesn't feel like, to me, at least looking at what's on the phone, that anybody's really happy with either one of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's just like, get rid of both of them. Good morning,
them all.
Christopher. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. Good morning, Bert Show. Love you guys.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to expand on what Jeff said about women over competition. I mean, a man will come on, just list the accomplishments. I've done this. You know, I always meet my goals. put two women in competition, they immediately just start attacking each other. It's like those old dating shows.
Yeah.
You have two women, you're going to be fighting over the ugliest guy you've ever seen, but just because the other girl wants it, they immediately start attacking each other like cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it you, Jen, that say that women are each other's worst
Stop
enemy?
It. I never say that.
I think you say that quite often.
I have never said that, it's and like that you makes said, me mad.
Bert, you said before, like, women, stay at home, take care of the kids, get out of the workplace.
Oh, my God. Where's Melissa?
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Get it? The Bert Show.
All right, Daniel wants to be on the voice disguiser. What's going on?
Hey, I need some advice from you guys.
Okay. It sounds to me, in at least what Tracy instant messaged to me, that your wife has sort of put you in a weird place.
Yeah, it's just, you know, from nothing has blown up to some huge thing, and I'm really in a bind. So I need some advice in trying to convince someone to do something awkward.
Okay.
What's going on?
Okay. Basically, I need my I need someone in my office that I work with to call my wife and tell her that there's absolutely nothing going on, because there's not.
Why would she believe that person?
I would hope, because it's really the last hope I have.
Why does she believe there's something going on now?
It's a total misunderstanding.
Ooh, this will be fun.
It's all about a misunderstanding, about pictures. I've had two pictures at my desk. On this little bulletin board, you know, no frame or anything, for years. One's a family photo, you know, me, the wife, the kids, the beach, you know, great-looking family thing. The other one, me finishing a marathon. I thought a pretty good accomplishment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. So Secret Santa this year, one of my coworkers, she gave me, you know, one of the three-frame sort of things that you put on the desk. So an actual frame for these pictures, okay? So, great, I popped in the two, and I thought that was good to go, and I didn't really care about the third, you know, empty slot, but she has been commenting on it for, like, the last month now, and I'm like, oh, my God, all right, all right. So, innocently, I go onto my computer, and I find any random picture. One of my coworkers, like, from a company event, you know, emails all pictures, okay? So, it happened to be one of those pictures that's, like, you know, up and down, like the vertical. You know, I innocently printed up one of these pictures. It happened to be the coworker that gave me, you know, the frame. I figured this will kind of shut her up, you know,
just to fill the void.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Uh-huh. And I put it in there. I didn't think anything of it. And she stopped, you know, bugging me about the frame thing.
Is it a picture of just your coworker? Is it like you and your coworker or a group of people with that coworker?
It was just the two of us at this company event.
So it's you and your coworker at a company function, vertical picture, plug it in the frame, all is good.
Yeah.
And is your coworker good looking?
I guess you could say that, yeah. But I mean, I don't even like know much about this woman. Like, there's nothing absolutely going on. She works in a different department than me, you know?
So just based on that one picture, your wife is assuming that you're having an affair with her?
So she came in 2 days ago to drop off some stuff. She saw the frame, and she flipped out on me. And now she wanted to talk to me. She, you know, is certain there's something going on. She thinks it's, like, totally disrespectful, all this stuff. And I don't know what to do. The only thing I thought is, like, oh, my God, have this coworker of mine call my wife and just tell her there's nothing going on. Maybe she'll believe her. I hope. I don't know.
That is an odd spot.
I just think it's funny because you've got – there's so much – first of all, you're dealing with your wife, which sucks, so that's a bummer. Second of all, the conversation you're going to have with your coworker is going to be awkward. That's fun for the radio, but that's going to be like, hey, can you do me a favor? And so that's going to be weird. And then the conversation that the coworker is going to – and then what's that conversation's not going to help because, of course, what if you were having an affair with her, what would – she wouldn't call up and confess to it. Like, it would be the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if he was having a relationship with her...
Which I'm not.
But if he would never put a picture on his desk.
Right, because everybody in the office knows that you're married also, right?
Yeah.
How come that logic doesn't work on your wife?
I don't know. I mean, it was the craziest thing. She was like, you know, why would you put a picture of her specifically in that, you know, 3 series? And, you know, obviously she's important to you. I'm like, I tried to explain as I just did to you guys. And, you know, she just doesn't believe me. I don't know. She's kind of, I don't know, something snapped in her head. And, I mean, I've never, you know, I've never even attempted cheating. I don't look at other women, you know. Please.
Well, she's feeling insecure about something. Hey, Marissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Thanks. My comment or question is that, okay, and I don't believe that he's having an affair. I believe that, you know, he's telling the truth on that point. But out of all of the random thousands of pictures that are online available for anyone to print off, why did he go after this picture with this girl? He could have gotten a picture of a dog, a cat, any animal, you know, a football team that he likes, an athlete that he likes, anything else, but he went and took the time and effort to go find a picture of this girl.
I think he addressed that. That's because she's the one that ended up giving you the frame, right?
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I didn't have any pictures like that would fit in that slot, and I went on my computer, and there were 10 pictures that this buddy of ours from the office emailed us from this event, and I just, yeah, it seemed like a no-brainer. It was a win-win, you know?
It's going to be an odd conversation.
Yeah, it's going to be really weird, and I don't know that it's going to do any good.
It won't be because from the wife's perspective,
she don't care.
But that's what the mistress would say,
right?
You know what I mean? That's what I was trying to say earlier. Like,
right?
So
I think you've just got to try to talk to your wife again and be like, it doesn't make any sense that I would put a picture on the desk.
Hey, Amanda.
Hello.
Hey, you got Daniel here who filled up one of his frames with a small picture of a female coworker, and his wife is flipped out thinking he's having an affair.
Right. I was saying maybe she doesn't think he's having an affair. Maybe she's just mad that he thought enough of this woman to put a picture of her on his desk. I mean, I'd be pretty furious if my husband had a picture of another woman on his desk.
I've got one of those right now of Joanna.
But that's
on my desk, in my office right now. She gave all of us a frame in true Joanna theme. She gave us all a frame, and it had her picture in it. And I put it on my desk in my office at home, and it's sitting there to my left. And she's staring at me all day long, and Stacey hasn't said a word about it.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I'm upset about. Like, you should be jealous about that.
Maybe she heard us talking about it or something.
I think she laughs about it. She's like, oh, yeah.
Right.
Like, he could never hook up with her.
Well, that would be a slight on herself then, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Good morning. Paula's not buying this story. Hey, Paula.
This guy is so full of it.
Why?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Why do men do this? They come up with a story, and they think, I just have to stick with this story. This is my story. This is it. This is what I'm going to tell her.
Why are you so sure that he's lying?
He's not that stupid. I'm sorry. And if he is, heaven help us all, he can't be that stupid.
Why?
Well, let's ask him. Daniel, are you that stupid?
He's completely innocent. Give me a break. I'm not doing anything.
No, the question is, are you that stupid?
He's either stupid to frame it or stupid to think we're dumb enough to believe that he's that dumb.
Which one is it, Daniel? You're stupid either way.
Thank God this woman's not my wife.
So, Paula, I just don't understand like what he said that makes you think that you're so sure that he's full of it.
Well, it's ridiculous. First off, if you have you've got a public picture sitting out there for all of your coworkers to see, has no one ever made a joke that might have clued him in? If this is true, okay, if he's saying, I am just this dumb that I framed up this picture and it meant nothing.
It's only been a week or two. Like, it's a secret.
I work in a cubicle, excuse me.
Which is public, which people see into. Wouldn't you have a picture of your wife in there?
He does.
Darn frame away.
He does have a picture of his wife.
He has a picture of his whole family and him running a race and him and his office girlfriend.
Dude.
Too soon. So, I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, it's not going to do you any good if that's the way you decide to go. Getting a call from the coworker to say, hey, your husband's really not having an affair is going to do you zero good.
It actually might fuel the fire a little bit more.
Well, then I don't know what to do. I mean, I hope my wife doesn't continue to react like that last caller.
I don't know. Does anybody have any...
you can't. I mean, it is messed up that you'd have a picture of another woman on your desk, regardless if it was innocent or not.
Well, stupid and having an affair are two different things.
Definitely. But I don't totally disagree with the call who said that he might actually like her. Because who does go through all the pictures in the world that you could pick out and you pick her out to put it in? I think you got probably a little crush on her, and I think that your wife's probably suspecting that.
Oh, my God. Okay. You know, the thing is, I just thought, is that my coworker actually thought enough to buy the frame for me. My wife never did, but that's it. She was just with
a thoughtful. So maybe the coworker has a crush on you, too.
Okay. Then maybe that's a mistake. All right, because I don't have any feelings for this woman. I don't know her.
But just that statement that you just made sort of had some animosity built into it, that she bought me a frame and my wife never did.
Did you?
I don't know.
Did you?
It's like, my wife never did, and this is the most innocent thing. Whatever.
Have you used that line in the presence of your wife in the past week? Have you said, she bought me a frame and you never did?
No, I only just thought about it now because I'm having to defend myself kind of to you guys just, and then callers.
Just so you know, if you want your testicles to remain attached to your body, never
say that sentence around
your wife.
Kevin, go ahead. You have some advice here for Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel, you need to man up and tell your wife that if she has an issue, she needs to go hire a lawyer if she doesn't believe you. My ex-wife, and the key word in this phrase is ex, pulled the same things on me. First it was a coworker, then it was a female college friend, and then suddenly, you know, any woman within a 20-mile radius I was having an affair with. So you need to tell her, go hire a lawyer and prove it.
That was a close one.
Go up the front door.
That was a close one. I was afraid where that was going.
All right, Daniel, we got to take off, man, but I would like to talk to you on early next week and find out exactly how it all panned out.
All right, I'll let you know. Thanks, guys.
You sound defeated, dude. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. That is not going to end well.
You're on The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
So it's been a goodly amount of time talking about Farmville over the last couple of weeks, which to me, I mean, it seems like the most ridiculous waste of time ever. And if you have any kind of life or kids or anything like that, I don't know how you have the time to pull the weed and harvest the crops and all that stuff, right?
But people are into plants or whatever
people
it is you do.
People spend hours on this website.
So for weeks we've been talking about it here. And we made the suggestion, or I made the suggestion this morning, look, all of us are coming from a place of ignorance. None of us have played this Farmville, and here we are ripping on it, but we have no real life experience with it. So we volunteered Melissa Carter, who's sick. She's at home anyway. She's not doing anything.
She's laying on the couch recovering. She hasn't been feeling well, but we figure she can make a couple double clicks and feed some crops.
Yeah. So
or whatever. Animals. I don't know what you do.
So somebody called, a Burt Show listener called us up and said, it's too late, you guys. Melissa's on Farmville. And we said, we don't think so. I mean, we've talked about it with Melissa in here. She's never said anything about it. And then we thought maybe she was out the day we were talking about Farmville. Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Oh, she's here.
Josh found this. This is when Melissa's voice just started to go, so it doesn't sound like Melissa Carter, but this is Melissa confirming she knows nothing about Farmville.
Nuh-uh. There's got to be something addictive about it.
Do you know anything about it?
No, I don't know anything about it.
That's not my grandma. That's Melissa.
Melissa's voice. Melissa Carter saying she knows nothing about Farmville.
And this is last week.
1-5, January 5th is
and
when that audio came
from.
And
the listener said that they have played in the last couple of weeks. So it could have been just after that conversation, maybe she went on to explore it. So, or maybe she's been a Farmville addict and she didn't want to admit it.
So she's got no problem coming on the radio and telling all of Atlanta she's gay. But telling them that she's playing Farmville, she'll have nothing to do with that.
No. She can't do that.
Rushmore. I just looked on there and I didn't see her in the Farmville Friends, which is why I'm confused.
What you got, Brandon? Come on over here.
Oh, Lord.
Your turn, Brandon.
I have Melissa Carter playing Farmville on January 5th at 6:09 p.m.
Oh, Carter!
Wait a second. But the audio was from that morning.
It was from the 5th, so... Does that mean she signed up that afternoon, maybe?
Yeah, it would have been that afternoon.
No, because what it says is that Melissa is moving up on Farmville.
Oh.
So Melissa attained the level of kinder farmer, so she signed up recently.
Melissa's in the Farmville closet.
She's in the Farmville closet.
Come put your headphones on, dude. We got audio of her saying she knows nothing about it when she's playing Farmville, man.
Now, wait a minute. What's the timing, though? How long ago did she say she knows nothing about
it? Well, this audio is from January 5th. It doesn't sound like Melissa, but it is.
There's got to be something addictive about it.
Do you know anything about it?
No, I don't know anything about it.
That's not my grandma. That's Melissa.
That's Melissa.
Oh, poor Melissa.
Melissa's lost her voice. Okay, so that's January 5th.
In the morning.
In the morning.
And then Brandon has her moving up on Farmville. He found it online at 6.09 p.m. that same day.
Moving up.
But unless she said, can you move up in the same day that you sign on? So if she signed on, like, let's say at 11 o'clock, could she have moved up a level and clicked her mouse or pulled her weed or whatever and, like, later that
crops.
Night?
Yeah. I don't think she was clicking her mouse during this. She sounded sick.
Potentially, but I have this is all through her Facebook. People giving her Farmville cash gifts dating back to December 21st.
What?
Now, does that mean that you're part of Farmville if you're getting gifts?
Well, you have to accept the gifts, so I don't know. I don't play Farmville. I signed
right,
up.
You know we need.
Sure. Talking about it.
No, because you can get gifts. Like, you know how some people invite you to things? It's one of those things where it's an app, so people will send you a gift. So that's like an invitation. So technically, she could have not been on it.
Oh.
But the December 5th could have been the day she signed up. That's a possibility, because, like, the very minute, like, you start signing up, every time you get, like, a ribbon, they'll award you.
So you can move up on the first day you sign up?
Yeah, probably, if she was playing enough.
Now, is
if
there
she was
some,
playing a lot that
if
day.
If she was playing, which...
But didn't she cut out early that day, though, right? Because, I mean, her voice... Because that was... I wasn't here,
early.
But you guys said that she
did.
Kicked her out of here. She was so
and
sick.
Was that the last day she was in? Because she came in one more day, right? Or no. After she was out of here, that was the last
was
day she's
Monday.
Been in.
Monday.
Hang on. She's
out Wednesday.
She's free and clear.
Why?
She was halfway Tuesday.
She updated her Facebook status after we talked about it in the air, saying she had just started a farm and was going to try it.
Okay.
And then somebody who became her farm neighbor, farm friend, farmer in the Dell, whatever, followed her, and her farm died 3 days later.
Oh, Melissa.
So she got in for
The crops. Okay.
She got in for 24 hours. Melissa,
is so funny that you called it Farmville Gate.
We thought we had a controversy on our hands, but it looks like we're past it.
Yeah, we're good.
You're welcome back, Melissa.
This is The Burt Show.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy, bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids. Everything kids love.